The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with entertainment news. A star-studded all-female cast beefs up the new heist film Ocean's 8 by filmmaker Gary Ross. This new release marks a departure from the all-male gang of tuxedo-clad cons, both in the original 1960s flick Ocean's 11 with Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, and in the 2001 remake with George Clooney and Brad Pitt. So how does the new female-driven plot stack up against its all-male predecessors? VOA's Penelope Pulu has more.
In 3.5 weeks, the Met will be hosting its annual ball. And we are going to rob it. Not the ball itself.
On the neck of Daphne Kluger.
Valued at over $100 million.
$150 million, actually.
Hunger Games director Gary Ross felt it was time for an Ocean's movie with a female cast.
I realized there'd never been an ensemble like this. There'd never been a bunch of women coming together to pull off a job like this, and I could point to, you know, scores of male movies that were like that, and so the mere fact that it didn't exist sort of told me that all the more reason to do it.
Seven women, eight with Debbie in the lead, take on Debbie's plan.
How long did it take you to figure all this out?
5 years, 8 months, and 12 days.
That was the time Debbie Ocean, the sister of the now deceased Danny Ocean, the Ocean's 11 lead con artist, played by George Clooney, spent in jail for art forgery. Gary Ross's job was to assemble a cast of eight dynamic women on top of their game in the film and music industry today. Next to Sandra Bullock is Cate Blanchett as her close friend Lou and partner in crime. Helena Bonham Carter plays the bankrupt clothes designer who gets in the game out of desperation. Rihanna is the computer hacker who sabotages security cameras at the Met. Comedian Mindy Kaling plays the dexterous jeweler who can disassemble the legendary diamond necklace inside the Met in no time. Penelope Pulu, VOA News.
Keep on.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you join us next week for another edition of Entertainment News. Also, check in with VOAnews.com for the latest on all of our stories.
That was a program from the Voice of America.